What up, podcast babies? I'm Jesse Oliver.
I'm Maureen Smith.
And I'm Makita Loney, and we're Fat Out of Hell,
a bi-weekly podcast where we burn down fat stigma through conversations about our experiences as bad, rad fatties.
So take out your extenders and buckle up, because it's time to go!
Hello, podcast babies, and welcome to another episode of Fat Out of Hell. And this episode, we are going to talk all about summer. We're going to brainstorm what we're going to call this summer. We're going to figure our shit out.
We were robbed of summer last year, and so we're claiming it for fat people everywhere.
Yes. I went to the beach yesterday, and it was, like, my last Chicago beach hurrah. I mean, it won't be the last time I go to a beach in Chicago, but, like, as a pseudo-resident of Chicago, right? And I forgot that, while it can be 90 degrees outside in Chicago in June, the water will be 50. And I, like, tried to, like, go under the water, like, submerge myself, and was like, oh no, my body's going into shock. Like, my heart started doing the thing where it goes, ah, and it's like, I'm like, are my toes numb? Yes. And did I just give myself a jolt of adrenaline? Yes, I did.
Oh my God. No, I remember, so there was a summer a couple of years ago where we were going to the beach a lot, and we started Memorial Day weekend. And so, like, and we were going in the water starting Memorial Day weekend. And I remember our friend Tom, he went into the water at the beginning of the summer and could only be in the water for like 3 minutes at a time because his toes were just freezing.
Yes. Yes.
But then toward the end of the summer, like, obviously we could be in the water for more extended periods of time. And he was just like, Maureen, I have to tell you, I was fucking miserable at this damn beach at the beginning of summer because my feet were just in so much pain.
I was marveling at the children that were just so happy. And I was like, how are you all not, like, experiencing frostbite? Also, there was this little girl
children can do
staring
anything.
At me. And I was like, oh, child. I know, seeing a fat person in a bikini, that is, like, a pretty revealing, the sides are just crisscrosses bikini, is probably new to you. But also, I understand a little bit of staring, but we have now had a staring contest for over 10 minutes. Because I would not look away. I was like, I see you. You need to look away, child.
My God, that's nuts. Ugh. No, I'm like, I feel like Midwest children, I actually have, like, being a teacher of children, I get, like, a lot of, like, weight-related questions just because there's no filter. But to talk about children in cold water, I remember being a kid and, like, jumping into a freezing lake and it not even questioning it and just it being like, this is where I live. Like, it doesn't matter. But if I were to do that now, like, my organs would shut down.
Yeah.
It would be.
I mean, like I said, I, like, went to submerge myself and, like, my heart started going boom, 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 boom. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this is too cold.
Well, Kita, I know that there are beaches on Long Island, but I'm like, what was your kind of, like, childhood beach experience?
Every 4th of July, we would go to, Sorry, I'm, like, trying to remember the name of the beach, but there are beaches, not quite Long Island, still Brooklyn. This is completely evade me, and it wasn't Coney Island either. Yeah, Coney Island's a gross one.
I mean, I'm going to start naming... Rockaway
was more of my adult years. That's where, like, where a lot of my friends live now. So I would more so go to Rockaway when I would, like, come home from, like, school. Or, like, visit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, like, visit in general. So not Rockaway. Not Long Island was definitely a factor. I'm just out here just fucking doxing myself one beach at a time. Shoot, what? Now I have to... Manhattan Beach! I think it was Manhattan Beach, but it wasn't in Manhattan. And that was the confusing part of it. Yeah, no, it was Manhattan Beach. And it's like this weird... Like, I have to now look it up on a map because now I'm obsessed with it. Like, at least figuring... Because I couldn't tell you how to get there, but I know it exists. And it would be, like, the beach that, like, every 4th of July I would go with my, my family's... Well, my aunt's side of the family all used to do, like, church beach day on 4th of July. And so we'd wake up at, like, fucking 5 a.m. and go scout out the beach. And then every other family would be there at, like, 5 a.m. trying to get tables. And so we would just sit there until everybody else showed up, which wouldn't be until at least, like, maybe 11. And then that was what... Yeah. Oh, my God. And that's when we would be able to... To go. So that's like the most of my beachiness, or I guess summertime childhood beach adventures would be. That at least that's the first thing that comes to mind. It was always like, gotta buy a new swimsuit for the 4th of July. And then like, you know, you go wear your cute little swimsuit and then you go run out into the water and then you get lost. And then you have to come back and find yourself amongst all the other families. Like, oh, where's my family? But it's fine. And we'd find them. And it'd be okay. And then my aunt would go catch tiny little crabs on the rocks. And it was cute. It was cute.
Well, and I think the big difference that your childhood beach experience has from mine and Jesse's is that mine and Jesse's childhood beach experience was Lake Michigan. Oh, fair enough. And yours was...
Yeah, no, it was the legitimate ocean. Fucking... Ooh.
Truthfully, my childhood beach experience is mostly Lake Superior, which is... Because we would go up to Grand Marais, Minnesota every summer, which is, like, truly all of, what, 40 degrees? Like, it's like, still practically ice until... Like, yeah. Mid-July. Which is really why I was like, yesterday, I was like, I'm fine. And then I was like, what has happened? I've lost all ability to be in cold water.
No, last summer when me and Keita went up past, it was like 2.5 hours past Duluth. Like, it was this little town called Ely, Minnesota, and it's like
we were staying side of the Boundary Waters. So like Grand Marais is one side and Ely is the other. Yeah.
So we went up to Ely, and yeah, we went up for last 4th of July, and like I remember when we were there, it was like 90 degrees, and the people we were staying with, they were like, "This is an anomaly. Like it is never this hot up here." And like just jumping in the water, like it was still fucking freezing, but it was just like such. Oh God, man, no, like Lake
Superior swimming. Is beautiful. Like it is.
Yeah,
I have, you know, clearly a soft spot in my heart for Lake Michigan, but I think Lake Superior is the superior Great Lake.
Superior Lake, yeah.
Yeah. But it is cold for... There's never a time it's not cold.
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. Manhattan Beach is a tiny park. I fucking found it. No, because I was like, there's no way. Because it's close to the other beaches, but not quite that close. So, like, at the very bottom of Brooklyn, there's, like, the tiny little foot of Brooklyn. And the whole bottom is... Huh?
It's by Brighton Beach, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Beach is by Brighton Beach, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Coney Island runs into Brighton Beach, and then it stops... And then there's, like, residential, and then there's, like, an actual park, and that's where Manhattan Beach is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the very end of that foot of Brooklyn. I just never knew where it was. I was like, oh, we're just going to the beach. And I knew where Coney Island was. I knew where Brighton was. Because those are train stops. And I used to go to school down there. We go to the beach after school, too. But Manhattan Beach was that one I would just show up once a summer and then leave.
I am so fascinated by growing up so close to the ocean.
It's pretty lit.
Because, like, I, you know, obviously...
Yeah!
Yeah, I bet. I fucking bet.
Like, you know what's weird? Like, I never consider growing up on the ocean. You know what I mean? Because it was just, like, being from a city, like, the city of all cities. It's just, like, I guess, yeah, whenever I go to the beach, that's when I think about it. Or, like, when I go to visit friends, I'm just like, oh, yeah, we're, like, going to go to Rockaway Beach and, like... That's just the Atlantic. But now that, like...
Yeah.
I do think... Oh, I think, you know, one of the weird things about Chicago is, like... Like, I feel like a beach in New York is a trip. Chicago, it's, like, down the street from you. Do you, like... There's...
Yeah, depending on... Yeah, depending on where you live, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, like... Because Chicago, essentially, the whole entire edge is a beach. I mean, of course, like, you know, with technicalities, give or take, right? So, like, on any certain day, I mean, depending on where you live in Chicago, you're not terribly far. Like, you know, it may take, I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, assume anybody's, like, how long it takes. But, yeah, for me, as a child, or, like, just in general, for where my family's from, to get to the beach, that's a legitimate day trip. Like, whether you want to take the train, whether you want to drive and then park and then find a place where Chicago's just like, okay, which of the many beaches along the edge are we going to go to? All right, cool. Or if you want to, like, you know, pick the nicer beach and do yourself a favor and go to Rockaway Beach, but then the waves out there are absolutely wild. So it's like, I don't feel like dying today. I'm not going to go to Rockaway Beach. Or if you want to go out to Long Island, I mean, there are options, but, like, yeah, no, like, traversing the fucking boroughs, especially if you live in fucking, goddamn, forget about it if you live anywhere, honestly, not Brooklyn, now that I'm looking at it. I don't know about the Bronx has beaches. Does the Bronx have beaches? Bronx does not have beaches, and I'm not surprised. Sorry. Oops. Oops!
The amount of shade in that comment!
Oops!
She's a Brooklyn baby.
Oops.
She's a Brooklyn
baby. So but yeah, no, that's a fucking hike. It's a whole day thing. But I missed that though. That was fun. Getting on the train.
No, like honestly, like some of my favorite childhood memories are like going to the beach, like getting like I have this really and this. I'm sure this is universal, but just, like, beach sandwiches where there's sand got in. Like, crunchy beach sandwiches. Like, are just, like, it's a lifestyle, the crunchy beach sandwich. Like, it's wild because it was at once, like, I remember, like, walking onto the beach, the feeling of, like, being embarrassed about, like, what I looked like in my swimming suit, like, even as a kid. But I remember, like, once I got in the water and once I, like, started having fun and not caring as much, like, that's the thing is, like, once you get in the water and, like, everybody looks like a drowned rat, like, I just remember it being so much more fun than, like, I don't know. Like, do y'all have that memory of, like, showing up and feeling some sort of way and then getting in the water and it not mattering anymore?
Always. Oh, yeah. And even, like,
Go ahead, Kira.
Oh, no, no, no. I was just going to say that, like, even before you got to the beach and, like, just picking out the swimsuit that you were going to wear and, like, already being kind of, like, micromanaged and judged for it. And it's just like, oh, I want to wear this one. Oh, that won't really look that good on you. Or how about this one? How about a full piece? Or, like, how about a, like, tank top and bottom? Like, I'm a fucking child. You know, it doesn't matter. But, like, got to be the most covered up, and that's on fake, weird morality shit and fat phobia. So, yeah.
That's a whole other can of worms, huh? It's like, there's fat phobia, which is like, you know, cover as much as your body as possible, but then there's also just like purity morality culture where it's like, okay, on top of hiding the shame that is your fat body, now there's also just like this added layer of like, oh, plus you're a woman, you need to be covered.
I have a weird experience with swimsuits in general, because I swam competitively from the ages of 7 to 13. And one thing I will say that... did I suffer bullying? Sure. But I was also really good at butterfly. Like, went to Junior Olympics good at butterfly. And there was a thing that happened, a phenomenon, that even though I was the fattest and biggest kid on the team, I was really good at one stroke that, like, got me attention, which meant people made fun of me less. But all of the swimsuits I had were, like, racing swimsuits, right? Like, so they weren't, like, cute. And then as I got older, I had a really weird relationship to swimsuits in general, just because my torso is so long. That finding a plus-size, long-torsoed swimsuit was... bits of my labia have been seen by a general public for a long time. At least, you know, of a certain age when trying to put on swimsuits, because it didn't matter how much I sized up, it just wasn't long enough, right? And one thing... like, right. Which then also is like this weird purity morality thing when you're like being told, well, if you weren't so fat, I'm like, this swimsuit is literally three sizes larger than what I wear. It's just not long enough. And then bikinis for fat folks became a thing and my life was changed forever.
Yeah, because you can, there can be correct. Just space. There's just real estate.
Yes. So it was like, oh my God, I could put swimsuits back on my body. And there's a company that now makes plus size long torso swimsuits. And I was like, what a dream.
You know, honestly, I do not have a good relation. And we've, I do not have a good relationship with one piece swimming suits, and I just because that was for so long my only option as a fat kid, like, because, and I remember like all my friends had like, even as kids, like all my friends had like cute two piece swimming suits, but that just didn't exist for me. And I remember being like, you know, going to like the pool party or whatever, and being the only kid in a Land's End one piece, and all my other friends were like wearing like cute like watermelon swimsuits, and here I am in like a forest green, like just one piece swimming suit. And so like I, as an adult now, I wear exclusively two pieces because I like associate wearing a one piece with being like the least fashionable kid by necessity.
Yeah. What a weird, like, I can't think of a swimsuit from my childhood that I loved, and I think it's part of the reason I like love swimsuits so much in adulthood, right? Like that.
Yeah,
truly, swimsuits are probably the thing I've spent the most money on in the entirety of my wardrobe. Which is impractical.
Well, I mean, you're about to be in LA, so it's about to get way more practical.
It's true. It's true. You know, I will just be a beach baby forever. Except for, I think, I mean, where my sublet is on the east side of the city. But I do have a friend who sent me a text recently that was like, my building has a pool. And I was like, okay. So I can't wait to like be a pool baby in LA.
That'll be so nice. Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. I wish I had access. I miss pool life. I really do.
I will say pool life is a lot less like sand just is everywhere forever once you're, you know, like
yeah.
Pool life is a lot less sand is everywhere.
Yeah. No, it's a lot more hygienic.
Yes.
I guess.
I mean, there's that. I did find, like, God, yesterday we were at the beach and I was like, there was some garbage. And I was like, why does that garbage smell like an ear infection?
But I was oh, like, God. But it's oh, like, that's rough.
Like, it's like just baking in 90 degree weather. And it rained all last week. And so I was like, ugh, the garbage literally smells like an ear infection. Should we start?
That is brutal.
It is brutal. It was disgusting.
Let's start naming this.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we put a conversation? Let's start naming. Okay, so what should we name this summer?
Okay, so as we said at the top of the episode, last year everyone was robbed of a summer. And I feel like society robs fat people of summer every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we need to just come right out and claim it. Like 2021 summer is for fat people. And I want to stay away from like fat babe summer because I think that there's a problem in fat positivity that excludes non-femmes.
Yes, I also and think so, it is, there can be a problem of, like, we equate all types of liberation with just exposing your body. And while that is great for me, that's right. Not, like, everyone's bag, right? Like, a person who doesn't feel comfortable being in a bikini on a beach also deserves fat folk summer, right? Like, to love their
right,
body
yeah.
and experience the joy of being at a pool or at a beach or whatever.
Yeah. Like, what if we called it, like, something... Like, what if we called it, like, chub rub summer? The look, man, this is the only time I wish that we did a video podcast. Because Kita's reaction to chub rub summer was fucking off the charts.
It's just so painful. Like, I don't want that to be my summer. Like, I will purposely wear leggings and be hot all summer. If it means that my thighs don't rub together and bleed. Like, I mean, rubbing together is, of course, great. But, like, chub rub makes me feel like I'm going to get a rash and just... I don't want that to be my first summer outside in a year.
That's true. Okay. Then chub rub summer is off the table. God damn,
I
wish that I could just, like... I wish
about,
I was, like, recording this video.
What about chub love summer?
That's chub love summer.
Chub love?
Yes.
That's cute. Yeah,
I like that as an option.
We're gonna put it in the option. Is one of us writing this down? Are we gonna like write things down to have an option for? Chub Love Summer is on the list.
Ooh, what if we have it? What if we put it? What if we put it to a vote?
I was gonna say
yeah,
that'd be a good
like,
idea.
What if we put it to a
good
vote,
community thing to.
Yeah.
Okay, so FOH Summer name off. We're gonna workshop that name.
I feel like we should tell the people like somehow we're all recording at a time that none of us are usually our best selves. And I think like at least three times I've been like, words, I know them. They will come to me eventually.
Right. No, it's no, we are recording on a Sunday morning, everybody. okay, we've got Chub Love Summer. What if
Fat Freedom
like,
Summer?
I like Fat Freedom Summer. Cute. Yeah, it's what cute. Do you think? Yeah. Okay, so we've got frat. I just said frat freedom.
Fat freedom that's every summer. Summer. Male toxicity.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. What about something like
Funky Chunky Summer?
Funky Chunky? I don't love Funky Chunky. What about something like what about something relating to like tummy or like something like that? Like I don't know. By the way, everybody, this is what it's like to be in an actual Fat Out of Hell meeting. Welcome to a meeting of Fat Out of Hell. So far we have Chub Love Summer, Fat Freedom Summer.
Beloved Belly Summer. What's the...
Beloved Belly Summer. I'm really, really liking Fat Freedom Summer. Mostly because it shortens to FFS, which is also for fuck's sake. So I'm a fan of that. Let's see. Beloved Belly Summer. What about, like...
Love Your Handles Summer?
Love Your Handles.
Like a play on Love Handles?
Oh, I like that. Love Your Handles Summer.
Skies Out, Thighs Out Summer.
I like... What if it was just Skies Out, Thighs Out? 2021.
Skies Out, Thighs Out.
Skies Out, Thighs Out 2021. All right, I think that we've got a good number here. And I think our winners, as far as like what we should put to a poll, we've got Chub Love Summer, we've got Fat Freedom Summer, we've got Love Your Handles Summer, and then we've got Skies Out Thighs Out 2021.
All right, those will be the options in the poll.
Cool. All right, we'll put that up on social when this comes out. Which, if you're listening to it, it's out. It's up.
Sunday it's morning happening. Episodes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think it's a weird thing to be reemerging back into the world in the middle of a season that is often associated with like shaming a body instead of celebrating a body. And so there is a lovely mm-hmm. subversive quality of, like, reclaiming it and being like, no. Oh, we've all had a horrible year and a half. I'm going to be fat and, like, half naked all summer long. And you're just going to have to deal with that because I'm going to be happy. And fuck you if you don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, genuinely, it's to the point where, like, I've got to the point where if anybody, you know, I'm very fortunate that I am not often met with people commenting on my body, but were I to be met with that at this point in time, I've very much arrived at the understanding of, like, my body, the way that my body survived a global pandemic was that it went up 2 clothing sizes, and that's fine because I survived a global pandemic.
Right.
And if gaining weight is how that happened, fine. Cool.
Right. And you know what? I don't understand why we are unkind to ourselves when we've just come out of a situation where people were, like, literally afraid of a lot of things, right? Like, because it's not just about, there was a joke on Twitter, like, sorry if I seem weird, I've spent the last 15 months afraid of air. Like, so, like, yes, A, afraid of air, right? But B, like, everyone I know was dealing with consequences of the pandemic that affect everyday lives at all times, right? Like, everyone was navigating all of the other things that came along with it. And, like, what a waste of your energy to spend time hating your body and how it dealt with those systems, right? Like, not...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not to say that if you want to put new things into practice, like, one of the things I am super stoked about is there is a gym in LA that's really fat positive that I will be joining, and I miss working out. I miss lifting weights. I miss doing the things that I really like to do, and I'm really excited that I know of a safe space for me to join to do that. But I'm not going to fucking beat myself up because I went up some pounds and went up a clothing size, right? Like, that is a waste of my energy when I have spent so much of this year trying to navigate fuckery at every turn.
Genuinely. Yeah. Fucking genuinely. It's, like, not... It's just not fair to us.
Right.
It's not fair to us as a... as a people who, I don't know, like, I've been thinking a lot about just kind of, like, the systems at play as far as, like, fat people really being, really having the short end of the stick. Like, you know, we get sick more often, you know, because, you know, discriminating against size is legal in the workplace, except for in Michigan, like, we typically have less money than thin people. We are, and therefore we have less access to medicine, which medicine already doesn't take us into account because we're not included in clinical trials. And, like, it's just, and, like, you know, something that I've been, and I'm just kind of going down a rabbit hole here because this is just, like, I, like, took a bath yesterday and just, like, went down this rabbit hole of, like, the fact that the Plan B pill doesn't protect people with a body size over, with a weight of higher than 175 pounds.
165, like, and what Ella is 195.
Right. Either way, like, so it doesn't service anyone, like, larger than a size, like, 14.
Right.
And right. So basically what it is, like, because, like, the, like, anti-abortion lobby is about keeping poor people poor. Like, it's why, you know, there have been so many, there was 8 years of Bush. There was, you know, 4 years of Trump. And during that time, there were times where there's a majority Congress. Like, there have been countless opportunities for Republican lawmakers to outlaw abortion, but they haven't because it doesn't benefit them in any way. It's about, at this point, it's about keeping poor people poor. And so, like, well,
but
the fact that...
more insidious than that, it's a race issue, right? Like,
well, no, exactly.
Classism,
well,
and racism are so intertwined. And when we talk about fat phobia, it will always lead back to anti-fatness and anti-blackness, right? Like, it's... But yes, like, medical
well,
fat phobia...
Right, no, exactly.
Yeah, I would like to maybe not... I would like to speak to one thing you said. Fat people actually don't get sick more often. And there are studies that say that fat actually can be protective of certain things. What it is that we get no treatment for the things that end up becoming critical, right? So I just want to make sure.
Right. No, and if I wasn't explicit in that point, my point was we are diagnosed more frequently with, like, stage 4 cancer because our symptoms are ignored.
Yeah.
So, essentially, like, I don't know, the fact that there are multiple, like, governmental, class, you know, medical, like, there are so many systems working against fat people to keep us down, Like, and that sounds like such like a, I don't know, whatever. But to keep us from excelling at a level that we otherwise could, like, I don't know. I don't even remember my point. I just got fired up.
There have been two articles this week that have come out that are pretty atrocious. One was in The Atlantic about inflammation and illness, and it's a lot of kind of like weird pseudoscience that actually directly conflicts the statement that has been founded to be true that like a certain level of fat actually protects your body, right? So like that was like fuckery number one. Fuckery number two was there was an article in the New York Times that came out that basically said you shouldn't be friends with fat people because they're going to make you fat. And it seems like every time there is this like inching and creeping towards the idea of like liberation for fat bodies, shit like that happens, and it basically starts the cycle of equating fat folks as moral failings, and then that leading to all of the systemic issues we're talking about, particularly when we talk about like medical care, right? Like that it is really difficult to talk about the systemic issues around fatness and fat phobia when you are trying to scream for your humanity because people are calling journalism stories saying, well, you shouldn't befriend fat folks because they're going to make you fat. It's like your humanity is just ripped away from you. Because what that does is essentially target anyone who is not fat who will advocate for you. And
right.
It is exhausting. But here's one thing that's great. We also know that one of the things that helps alleviate fat phobia is just seeing fat bodies, seeing them more, seeing them represented. And in our chub love, fat freedom, thighs out, skies out 2021, whatever we end up calling it, it is a literal act of rebellion to put a little dress on your body or short shorts on your body and go out and be fucking fabulous. It's a rebellion to wear
for sure
board shorts and a tank top if you're less femme presenting. It's a rebellion just to like let your body be seen and to be out and to be happy is an act of rebellion that leads to fat liberation.
Genuinely, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that is a good place to end for today. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Also, I would like to, can we round robin some places to get swimsuits for people real fast?
Yeah,
sure. I think that's a great idea for us. Have you purchased your most recent swimsuit?
I did myself the favor last summer of totally revamping my swimsuit lineup. And so I got my swimsuit bottoms from Old Navy. Specifically because Old Navy swimsuit tops are a fucking nightmare. They're the worst. But the bottoms are bottoms, honestly. And as long as they're big enough, I don't really give a shit. And they're way cheaper than Torrid bottoms. But I got my tops at Torrid.
Kita?
Yeah.
I think Torrid. And that was like, what? That was like 2 years ago. That's the most I've got.
I got a swimsuit from Dia & Co. this year that is a kiddie and vibe swimsuit that actually is a one piece with cutouts that comes in long torso, and I love it. But for our friends who
That's
are
amazing.
Non-binary presenting, I would like to shout out two places that do more non-binary friendly swimsuits. Beefcake Swimwear and Tomboy X does swimwear. So there is that.
Also, there's a place, there's a company called Calf, I think it's called Calfco or Calfdo, that they sell, let me look up this company name, but let me talk about it a little bit more. They make beach caftans. Hold on, Oh, it's Calfco. Yep.
C-A-F-T-C-O?
C-A-F-T-K-O.
Oh,
Calfco. Calfco. And they make caftans that are size inclusive. They also make... My friend Peter, he's been featured... He was featured back when we did Fat Fashion Friday. He was featured a couple of times wearing more, like, formal wear. But he got a Speedo and a caftan from Calfco. And it's a fucking look. So if you're looking to channel like Barbara Streisand wearing a Speedo this summer,
which
Calfco looks really cool.
Why wouldn't you be looking for that?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Precisely. But yeah. That's what I've got. That's my plug. I've got cheap bottoms, market price tops for fat people. And a caftan.
That might be the gayest thing you've ever said, Maureen. happy pride.
Happy pride. Get a caftan.
Cheap bottoms and marketplace tops. All right, well.
Yep. All right, well. Thank you all so much for listening. Like we said, head over to social media to vote on what we want to name this summer. It'll be, what do you think? It'll be in a story? We'll put a poll in the stories?
We'll do a fat chats about it. And we'll put a poll
Perfect.
In a fat chat.
Nice.
Yeah. Huzzah! All right, babies.
Perfect.
We will catch you on the flippity flop. That's me talking like I am
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us on all the social media places as Fat Outta Hell Pod and all the podcast places as Fat Outta Hell. And you can shoot us an email at fatoutahellpod@gmail.com. Bye, babies.